It's the Morning News Express at WFMD, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Well, we're kind of excited, Ryan. We've got a new general manager for the Frederick Keys, and he's on the phone. His name is Andrew Klein, joining us now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're doing really well, Andrew, and we're really excited for you. I mean, the last couple of weeks must have been like a whirlwind for you, because I talked to you on the Frederick Focus show a couple of weeks ago, and then it was learned like 2 days after that that Dave Zydelis was going to be the new executive director at Visit Frederick. So what a whirlwind of events for you the last 3 weeks. Talk about your emotions and your excitement as you guys approach opening day.
Yeah, it's definitely been a little bit hectic on my end. Very excited about the opportunity. I've been here with the Keys now since late 2016, and I've been in baseball for over a decade. So definitely not something that I can't handle necessarily, but it's something that I didn't necessarily know was going to be around the corner until very recently. And so it's just getting a lot of the pieces together, making sure that our transition from Dave to myself is good and smooth, and so getting excited, because right now we're under 5 weeks away from opening day here at Nimmo Field.
Yeah, I know that Dave did a great job, and I'm sure he left you with a good blueprint. And but then again, it is a little bit different, because the blueprint's different since you've been with the Keys, and when Dave started with the Keys, I mean, it was an Orioles affiliate, and we're brand, you know, now we're in a completely different league, and so it's got to be a little bit, a little bit different for you, because we used to know where the players were coming from and where they were going to, and now that's completely different. So where do your players come from? Who's in charge of where they might go to the next level, or you know, how you'll get people mid-seasoned and replace players who move up or move down or get out? How does that work?
Yeah, so all of our players are going to be coming from the college ranks. So basically, for anyone that's not aware, we have joined the Major League Baseball Draft League. So we are still affiliated with Major League Baseball, just not specifically the Baltimore Orioles for this season. And with the Draft League, we have a partnership with a company called Prep Baseball Report. And Prep Baseball Report has been for years in the scouting of amateur players realm. And so they have been working tirelessly in looking at the players from past information as well as this season to find players that are going to be in our league for not just the Keys, but for the other teams as well. And then once they get here, they'll be playing not under a contract with any of the specific major league teams the way we had previously, where everyone on our team was under contract with the Orioles, but they'll be working towards the actual draft, which is taking place this year in July. And so once that draft happens, players on our team are going to be drafted, and that'll be very exciting for us, because we've never had that, where the guys on our team are finding out where their future is headed in that sense before. And it'll be very exciting, because it'll be something where our fans will get to know the guys, they'll get to kind of become fan favorites before they even know which organization they're going to, which we find pretty cool, because although it's not staying with the Orioles specifically, now we look at it as we have 30 affiliates, because any of the major league teams could potentially take a guy from the Keys and we could see them in the major leagues in a few years. And so that's pretty exciting for us, because it really just opens up opportunities, and it brings in a possibility of someone who may not have been a diehard Orioles fan, or may have been a transfer into the area that maybe their hometown team may not be the Orioles or even the Nationals, and there could be a guy who played on the Keys that ends up on their favorite team moving forward. So it's a pretty exciting situation to be able to start and be a part of the first year.
Andrew Klein joining us, the new general manager of the Frederick Keys, as the Keys are set to open at the end of May. And we're all excited about this, all excited to keep baseball back in the Frederick area. Baseball is very much a business, as you and I have talked about, Andrew, a lot. And in the business of baseball, there are sponsorships to sell, there are fans to put in seats, there are tickets to move. How does that change, or does that change, the model at which you guys approach marketing the team to the general public?
Well, luckily for us, I mean, yes, there are some changes. Obviously, we're living in now a COVID world, a post-COVID world. And so we do have to deal with any of the restrictions and guidelines that are going on at this time. But like I said, luckily for us, we already had a product that was an outdoor product. It's something that we don't have to completely change our business model to be able to bring fans back into the game. Yes, we are going to be following rules, so there will be distancing, spacing, capacity limits, that type of stuff. But when we have people come out to games, it's still going to be the same quality of product. It's still going to be the same kind of promotions and excitement that people always expect. We're not scaling back on any of that stuff just because we're anticipating not being able to fill the stadium to our 100% capacity that we always had that ability to do. But we're still going to be doing our firework nights. We have 14 firework nights scheduled over a 34-game schedule. We're going to be doing giveaway items. We're going to be doing celebrity appearances, on-field in-game promotions, all of that kind of stuff. So we're not changing what people expect from the Keys, which has always been that family-friendly environment, an affordable night out with the family. So it's really just kind of making sure that everyone's aware that the season is about to begin and that we are excited to have them once the gates open up.
Well, I'm just I'm excited for you. I can't wait. It looks like it's kind of a new realm, a new season, a new era, so to speak, at Nemio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. So I appreciate it, and I wish you the best of luck in your tenure as the general manager of the Frederick Keys.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having some time for me this morning.
Yeah, Andrew, real quick, when you move into your old boss's office, how does that feel?
So I haven't actually done that quite yet. He's still finishing up. We're doing some transition stuff. So it'll be exciting. It's one of those things that I think I mentioned to you in our previous conversation. It's something that I've been working towards something like this my entire career. And luckily, Frederick has been an area that when I first moved here, it was my intention to make this a long-term home and to make this something where I didn't have to continue moving around the baseball landscape. So it's really kind of fulfilling a personal dream of mine, and then also being able to, like you said, usher in that new era of Keys baseball, which I'm really excited to be able to spearhead.
Okay, Andrew, thank you so much. We'll let you go. We know it's a busy Friday for you. We'll see you at the baseball field, my friend. Take care.
All right, you as well. Thank you very much. All right.